Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memorabim Ram Goldar, and today Mazakh's Baba Basra, Daf Tzadi Test, the sixth Perek HaMocher Peros. This Daf is dedicated to Zechir Nishmas Avi Umori Moshe Bembero. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Chanina explains that the Beis HaMikdash is described in one pasuk as 20 amos high and elsewhere as 30 amos high because the first is measuring the space above the Kruvim, which were 10 amos tall, to compare the two spaces. Mala mala ein meshamesh klum, just as the space above serviced nothing, meaning it was empty. Af lamata ein meshamesh klum, so too the 10 amos below serviced nothing. This supports Rabbi Levi, who quoted a tradition, Makam Aron v'Kruvim eno min amida. The space of the Aron and Kruvim is not part of the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKadoshim because they miraculously took up no space. Similarly, a Brisa states regarding the Aron, Yeshua revach eser amos kol ruach v'ruach. It had 10 amos of space on each side. Although the Aron was in the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and was 2.5 amos wide, one can measure 10 full amos from either wall to the Aron. Shmuel said the Kruvim stood miraculously without taking any space because the pasuk describes each of their four wings as 5 amos long, and the entire Kadosh Kadoshim was 20 amos wide. Where was the space for the bodies? However, Amoraim offers 6 different orientations which would have allowed for the space. Point number 2, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagree about where the Kruvim faced. One said, Penehem ish el achiv. Their faces were towards each other. And the other says, Penehem labayis. Their faces were towards the house, meaning facing east towards the Kodesh. The Gemara objects to the first opinion because the Pasuk describes the Kruvim as facing towards the house and answers, Kam bezman sheYisrael osim ratzon shel makom. Here, where it says they face each other, is at a time when Yisrael is doing Hashem's will. Kam bezman sheEin Yisrael osim ratzon shel makom. Whereas here, where it says they face forward, is at a time when Yisrael is not doing Hashem's will. The Gemara objects to the second opinion because the Pasuk describes Moshe's Kruvim as facing each other and Shlomo's Kruvim were presumably fashioned similarly, and answers Metzdata de Atzude. Their faces were turned partially towards each other. Indeed, Onkla said in a bright set that the Kruvim were Maisa Tza'atsuim, formed like children, Mitzudanim Penem Ketamit HaNiftar Merabo, and their faces were turned towards each other, like a student taking leave of his teacher. And point number 3, the next Mishnah states, Mishai Seder Charabim Over Sotoch Sedeu. If one had a public path crossing his field, not of a Nasan Haminatzad, and he took it back and gave them another on the side, Masha Nasan Nasan, what he gave, meaning he could not take back the new path, Vishalol Hagyu, and the original path he took as his does not become his, rather, the public has both. The Gemara assumes the exchange was effective, which is why the new path is theirs, but he has no way to prevent people from using the old path. It asks, let him take a staff and sit by the path to strike anyone using it. Can one not enforce the law himself where he stands to lose? 3 answers explain why the exchange was not effective. Number 1, Gezer Shem Yitin Lehen Derech Akalason. It's a decree lest one exchange with a crooked, less convenient path. Number 2, Benosin Lehen Derech Akalason. The case is where he gave them a crooked path. And number 3, any public path moved to the side is crooked, so to speak, because it's closer for some, but further for others. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, Rabbi Chanina explains that the Beis HaMikdash is described in one pasuk as 20 amos high, and elsewhere as 30 amos high, because the first is measuring the space above the Kruvim, which were 10 amos tall, to compare the two spaces. Mala mala ein meshamesh klum, just as the space above serviced nothing, meaning it was empty. Af lamata ein meshamesh klum, so too the 10 amos below serviced nothing. This supports Rabbi Levi, who quoted a tradition, Makam Aron v'Kruvim eno min amida. The space of the Aron and Kruvim is not part of the dimensions of the Kodesh HaKadoshim because they miraculously took up no space. Similarly, a Brisa states regarding the Aron, Yeshua revach eser amos kol ruach v'ruach. It had 10 amos of space on each side. Although the Aron was in the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and was 2.5 amos wide, one can measure 10 full amos from either wall to the Aron. Shmuel said the Kruvim stood miraculously without taking any space because the Pasuk describes each of their four wings as 5 amos long, and the entire Kadosh Kadoshim was 20 amos wide. Where was the space for the bodies? However, Amoraim offers 6 different orientations which would have allowed for the space. Point number 2, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar disagree about where the Kruvim faced. One said, Penehem ish el achiv. Their faces were towards each other, and the other says, Penehem labayis. Their faces were towards the house, meaning facing east towards the Kodesh. The Gemara objects to the first opinion because the Pasuk describes the Kruvim as facing towards the house and answers, Kam bezman sheYisrael osim ratzon shel makom. Here, where it says they face each other, is at a time when Yisrael is doing Hashem's will. Kam bezman sheEin Yisrael osim ratzon shel makom. Whereas here, where it says they face forward, is at a time when Yisrael is not doing Hashem's will. The Gemara objects to the second opinion because the pasuk describes Moshe's kruvim as facing each other and Shlomo's kruvim were presumably fashioned similarly, and answers Metzdata de Atzude, their faces were turned partially towards each other. Indeed, Onkel said in a brisa that the kruvim were Maisa Tza'atsuim, formed like children, Mitsudanim Penem K'damit HaNiftar Merabo, and their faces were turned towards each other, like a student taking leave of his teacher. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Mishai Seder Charabim Over Sotok Sedeu. If one had a public path crossing his field, not of a Nasan Haminatzad, and he took it back and gave them another on the side, Masha Nasan Nasan, what he gave, meaning he could not take back the new path, Vishalol Lohagyu, and the original path he took as his does not become his. Rather, the public has both. The Gemara assumes the exchange was effective, which is why the new path is theirs, but he has no way to prevent people from using the old path. It asks, let him take a staff and sit by the path to strike anyone using it. Can one not enforce the law himself where he stands to lose? Three answers explain why the exchange was not effective. Number one, Gezer Shem Yitin L'Henderch Akalason. It's a decree lest one exchange with a crooked, less convenient path. Number two, Benosin L'Henderch Akalason. The case is where he gave them a crooked path. And number three, any public path moved to the side is crooked, so to speak, because it's closer for some, but further for others. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Tzadi Tes, and our standard Siman is a cheetah. A cheetah. So here goes. The cheetah in the cage next to the Kodesh Kadoshim exhibit, demonstrating how the Arn and Kruvim didn't take up space, broke free and raced past a large model of Kruvim facing each other, and down a public path the former owner of the field could not repossess when he tried to take it back after giving them another. Once again, some motion. The cheetah. That must be Siman Daf Tzadi Tes. The cheetah in the cage next to the Kodesh Kadoshim exhibit, demonstrating how the Arn and Kruvim didn't take up space, which reminds of Rabbi Levi quoted a tradition, Makom Arn Kruvim Eino Min Amida, the space of the Arn and Kruvim is not part of the dimensions of the Kodesh Kadoshim because they miraculously took up no space. So the cheetah in the cage next to the Kodesh Kadoshim exhibit, demonstrating how the Arn and Kruvim didn't take up space, broke free and raced past a large mod of the Kruvim facing each other, which reminds us we have a Malkos regarding which direction did Shlomo's Kruvim face. So the cheetah in the cage next to the Kodesh Kadoshim exhibit, demonstrating how the Arn and Kruvim didn't take up space, broke free and raced past a large mod of the Kruvim facing each other, and down a public path the former owner of the field could not repossess when he tried to take it back after giving them. Another which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Misha Isidere Harabim Over Sotok Sadehu. If one had a public path crossing his field, and he took it back and gave them another on the side, Masha Nasan Nasan, what he gave, meaning he could not take back the new path, Vishalol Hagiu, and the original path he took as his does not become his. Rather, the public has both. So once again, the cheetah in the cage next to the Kodesh Kadoshim exhibit, demonstrating how the Arn and Kruvim didn't take up space, broke free and raced past a large model of the Kruvim facing each other, and down a public path the former owner of the field could not repossess when he tried to take it back after giving them another. All right, so now it's time for a two brought back Chazara. Daf Tzadi Zayin. So the Siman Daf Tzadi Zayin is a chess master. So here goes. The chess master, that must be on Daf Tzadi Zayin. The chess master who made a kiddush to celebrate his grand win didn't use the wine from the first or second pouring of water over shmarim of truma because he wasn't a kohen, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa regarding wine produced by shmarim of truma that the first and second pourings are prohibited to a non-kohen, but the third is permitted. Although the same amount of liquid that was poured in emerged, the rabbis were stringent regarding truma. So the chess master who made a kiddush to celebrate his grand win didn't use the wine from the first or second pouring of water over shmarim of truma because he wasn't a kohen and had to settle on grape juice, which reminds us, Rav said, Ein omrim kiddush hayom, one may not recite kiddush of Shabbos, ela ahayayin harui lenaseh al gabi ha-mizbeach, except the wine which is fit to be poured on the mizbeach for nesachim. The Gemara wonders what type of wine he means to exclude. He can't mean to exclude yayin megita, wine straight from the press, meaning grape juice, which is not yet fermented, because Rabbi Chiya taught in a brisa that although wine straight from the press may not be used for nesachim, still imhevi kasher. If you brought it, it's valid as nesachim. Since it's valid for nesachim after the fact, it may be used for a kiddush, even l'chadchila, since its requirements are more lenient. So the chess master who made a kiddush to celebrate his grand win didn't use the wine from the first or second pouring of water over shmarim of truma because he wasn't a kohen and had to settle on grape juice when the other wines available either had a bad smell or were left uncovered overnight, which reminds us the din that kiddush requires that yain harui lenasech al gabi hamizbech excludes yain sherechu ra, wine which has a foul odor, or yain megula, wine which was left uncovered overnight. Daf Tzadiches, the Siman Daf Tzadiches relates to tzchok, and we use a clown. So here goes. The Clown Act clown. That must be on Dav Tzadi Ches. Schok. The Clown Act featured one clown rolling a wine seller's keg full of sour wine back to the cellar to get a refund, which reminds us the next mission states if one sold wine, the hechmitz, and it's sour, the seller is not responsible. But if it's known that his wine sours, the buyer is refunded. Rabbi Yossi Breda Rabbi Chanina said the seller is only exempt where the wine was poured into the buyer's kegs because his containers may have caused the souring. But if the wine remained in the seller's kegs, the buyer may return it and say, this is your wine and these are your kegs. He holds the seller responsible even if the wine soured long after the purchase because it must have originally been inferior. So the Clown Act featured one clown rolling a wine seller's keg full of sour wine back to the seller to get a refund, who was shocked when he saw outside the seller's tiny house that looked like a barn, which reminds us it's a machlokas if the minimum dimensions for a base chasnus or base amunus is 4x6 amos or if those are the dimensions of a refes bakar, a barn. So the Clown Act featured one clown rolling a wine seller's keg full of sour wine back to the seller to get a refund, who was shocked when he saw outside the seller's tiny house that looked like a barn, one guest inviting another guest to come and stay, which reminds us, it's written the Sefer Ben Sira, Hakol Shekalti Bekaf Maznaim, I've weighed everything in a pan of a scale, V'lomatzasi Kal Masubin, and I found nothing lighter, meaning worse, than bran. But even lighter than bran is a son-in-law who lives in his father-in-law's house. And even lighter than such a son-in-law is a guest who brings another guest with him. And even lighter than such a guest is one who answers before fully hearing the question. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we discuss allowing 3 drops after pouring for a buyer and the status of residue in the measuring cup? That's on Duff. Pezine. Good number two, which stuff did we learn that the Aron and the Kruvim did not take up physical space? That's on Duff. Tzadi Tes. Good number three, which stuff did we learn that one can use grape juice for Kiddush? That's on Duff. Tzadi Zayin. Good number four, which stuff do we learn about Rabbi Yochanan's dilemma whether he should speak about forbidden sales practices? That's on Duff. Pay task. Good number five, which daf do you want about the minimum standard dimensions for a house or a barn? That's on daf. Tzadi Ches. Good number six, which daf do you want kasha onchon shel midos yosir ma onchon shel arayos? That's on daf. Pay task. Good number seven, which daf do we learn why one cannot repossess his path from the public when he gave them another path? That's on daf. Tzadi Tes. Good number eight. Which stuff do you learn is forbidden to export staples to outside of Eretz Yisrael? That's on Duff. Tzadi. Good number nine. Which stuff do we have in Malkovitz regarding which direction Shlomo's Kruvim faced? That's on Duff. Tzadi Tes. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn about Ben Sira's list of practices that are worse than Bran? For example, a guest who invites another guest. That's on Duff. Tzadi Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.